This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte, representing the Old Dominion State's 6th Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about his concerns about the Obama economic agenda, particularly the vision right now to at least let a portion of the Bush tax cuts expire at the end of the year. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you and your listeners.
Well, the president has said, of course, on the campaign trail, they've been a little more circumspect since then about whether or not middle-class taxpayers would be seeing a tax increase in this administration. Right now, the plan seems to be to let the tax cuts expire for the wealthiest of Americans, even though there's a growing debate about what should happen with the rest of them. What are you expecting this Congress to do before the end of the year related to the tax cuts?
Well, I would hope that they would recognize that entrusting the American people, the taxpayers, with their own money is the best way to grow the economy and create jobs. And that's especially true of small business owners. This expiration of these taxes would dramatically affect more than half of all the income of small business owners in the country. And if that's not a disincentive to expand your business and create more jobs, put more people to work, I don't know what is. So it's important to recognize that the people who grow these businesses are the same people who are affected by these tax increases. And when I ask my constituents, I don't say, do you want tax cuts for the middle class or tax cuts for the wealthy? I ask them, which is better, to increase government spending and new government programs to create jobs, or to cut taxes for private businesses? We go right to the main point. My constituents, both responding by mail and responding on my telephone town hall meetings, where they can actually vote by the hundreds and thousands to do this, they favor cutting taxes for private business by 85-90%, depending on which telephone town hall I'm asking them in. And so they understand that that's where the jobs in this country come from, not from government programs and government spending.
Congressman, the Democratic argument that I've certainly heard over the past few weeks on this is that while Republicans are very careful about not adding to the deficit when it comes to unemployment benefits and so forth, they say these tax cuts are also not paid for and would be another drain that adds to an already way too high national deficit. How do you respond to that?
Well, the fact of the matter is that we do need to cut government spending, starting with this massive new health care bill that costs more than $2 trillion and is an enormous new entitlement program. The vast increase in government spending that has driven these huge deficits is related to entitlement programs that have to be reformed, starting with not allowing new ones like that one to get started. We do need health care reform. There are a lot of inexpensive, practical things that can be done to extend health care to more people and hold down the rising cost of it without massive new government programs and bureaucracies like that. But I think that to associate government spending with the people's own money in the terms of entrusting it back to them for them to invest in the things that they most need in their lives, including generating new activity in their businesses that will create jobs, is like comparing apples with oranges. It's a big mistake on the part of the Obama administration to try to compare tax relief as a way to stimulate the economy with government spending. And quite frankly, the best combination would be dramatic reductions in government spending coupled with continuing the current levels. And remember, the dialogue here seems to be about tax cuts. These are cuts that are already in place, and the Obama administration is proposing to put them to allow them to expire. So we're really talking about very sizable tax increases, the largest tax increase in American history, that they're on the brink of allowing to go forward in the middle of the worst recession in the last half century.
We're talking with Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte. We've got about a minute or so left in our conversation. And, sir, another thing the president has been pushing more urgently and even before the end of the year, perhaps even within the next few days here, is his small business agenda. He went out to the Rose Garden not long ago, talked about how it was important to eliminate capital gains taxes for small businesses, increase their access to lending. And then, he blamed Republicans on the Hill for the agenda not going through. What part of the story was he potentially not telling, and what would help small businesses right now?
Well, what would help small businesses is certainty in knowing what's going to be happening with government policy in this country. They are scared to death of cap and tax, cap and trade legislation that's going to increase the cost of their energy supplies. They are very, very concerned about the 150 new government agencies and programs created in the health care bill. They are uncertain about what it's going to do to their local bank in terms of their ability to get to borrow money with the new financial regulatory reform bill. So the best thing the government could do would be to stop moving further and further into the private sector business as they do with each of these pieces of legislation, and instead look at extending the tax cuts that are in place now and that small businesses are worried about right now. Are they going to have to pay higher taxes, or can they start to plan to expand their business and hire more people? That's what the president needs to do, and the solution is pretty straightforward, and it's right there in front of him.
Congressman, we'll be watching, and we'll hope to be back in touch with you before long. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.